The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How the hell are you? I'm doing the most and the least at the same damn time. Thick neck, thin ankles. Absolutely yes. Just going to say a lot of different catchphrases, tiramisu bitch, and see what sticks. Also, feel like I need to copyright a couple of those. Don't know how to do it. And if somebody else tries to do it, I'll kill you. Anywho, hope everyone's well. Had a wild weekend in Detroit. I'm going to get into some of the crazy shit that happened to us. Had such a great time in Detroit. Had such a great time in Indianapolis. What a cool weekend. Truly had some of the best hospitality we've ever experienced. So had a great time. Going to get into that. But let me just tell you right now, every time when I come home from being on the road, I walk into the house and my mother says, when are you going to let me on the podcast? But she doesn't actually want to take the time, the 10 minutes to sit down and record the podcast. She just wants to pop in and pop out. So I have her walking into the studio right now and Robin has some things she wants to discuss. I don't know if this is going to turn into a full episode. I don't know what's about to happen, but Robin McMahon is basically bullying her way into my work. So without further ado, because she's the queen of ADHD and I can only get her for right now, let's get right into it. Mom, how the hell are you? What's going on?
Heather, I'm doing great. I have a studio right
now. Mom, I can't. Nobody can hear you.
Heather, I'm doing great.
Hold on. I got to turn up your fucking mic. Talk.
Heather, I'm doing great.
There we go.
I have a studio right across from Heather's studio where I'm in there painting. And right now I had to take a break because I can't tell if the piece I'm working on is a masterpiece
or a dump
or a disaster.
That's how I feel about most of the things that come out of my mouth. 9 times out of 10 when I record this podcast, I go, this will either end up in the Hall of Fame of trash or I should get a Pulitzer Prize. Usually, at least a Mark Twain comedy prize for sure. And honestly, Mom, I know you're going to say yes to this because you're my mother, but don't you feel like I should be up for more awards? I don't know what those awards are, but I feel like I'm not getting as many plaques and trophies as I feel like I should be getting.
Well, Heather, I think you do a good job with your...
Mom, you can't rub your little fingers. You can't rub your fingers near the mic or tap your acrylic nails.
All right. Heather, I think you do a good job. You have no idea how many of your fans come up to me. And I love when your fans come up and say hello.
But it sounds, Mom, it sounds gross when you say that. Your fans.
I can't say that.
No, you can, but why don't we say...
People that watch you or listen to you.
Stalkers is what
stalkers.
I prefer.
They come up and say that you make them laugh.
Well, that's the whole point.
And that's the whole point. If you can do something good and be positive to people, that's all that's important.
Right.
Because the other day when I went in to get a sandwich.
Here we go.
And the lady yelled at me. She didn't ask me nicely. She yelled at me to put my mask on. And I
And you're compliant.
I'm compliant.
You're not an anti-masker.
No, absolutely not. But she was yelling at me. She had a bad day. I should have walked in there with a bag of Snickers because they were all pissed off at everybody.
Okay, Mom, this is what I need to, pause. When you start speaking, you start in the middle of a story.
Okay.
You don't have any lead up to it. You don't, there's no...
Are we on?
Yes, we've been recording for 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
If I didn't love Brooklinen enough because I love their sheets, they now have the most soft, delicious, buttery, silky loungewear, and it is done right. And it's very cute and very comfortable. You know when you're in like loungewear and you're like, why does this have so many zippers? You're like cuddling in to take a soft nap and you're like, this has a really uncomfortable stitch and a very itchy, hard, it's always a hard zipper and I'm not into it. Well, Brooklinen took all of those ideas and all those complaints and they made some of the most amazing, delicious, yummy loungewear. And it's for you. Expect tees and tanks that drape as only Jersey can and joggers that project an athleticism you'd almost leave the couch to live up to. But don't worry, you can also just stay on the couch. Brooklinen has been listening to what we all need and they responded with ultra comfy loungewear at a fair price. This loungewear has classic cuts and no zippers for limitless comfort that you can pull off in real life. So you can luxuriate in coziness all day. Also, it offers a bundle deal on loungewear, so you can get more comfort for less money. And if you're looking for more ways to enhance your comfort, check out Brooklinen's candles, eye masks, and accessories to properly celebrate your chill. Ooh, very into that. There's a reason why Brooklinen has over 75,000 five-star reviews and counting. So go on, get comfortable, and get it for less at Brooklinen. Go to Brooklinen and use promo code ABSOLUTELYNOT to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's Brooklinen.com and enter promo code ABSOLUTELYNOT for $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code ABSOLUTELYNOT. All right, let me back up. This is the problem. The way your brain works, you don't set anything up. Okay, so when you tell a story, nobody knows that I already know about what you're about to tell me. Y'all, let me just tell you, when I'm on the road, I come home to these things. All right, now a couple people had warned me that my mom posted in her very, you know, on her just for her friends on Instagram, a very scathing review of a sandwich shop near our home.
Right.
This is, I'm going to read it in your voice, Mom, and then I'll let you chime into the tail end of the story. So Robin wrote this on her Instagram just for her friends. And you know that when Robin types on her iPad, there's always a space, a period, an exclamation point in the middle of the word. You really have to just decode it. It's almost like the Da Vinci Code or like a ransom note. You have to figure out what the fuck she's trying to say. This is Robin on Instagram. I don't usually post negativity, but here we go. Today, I walked into a restaurant across from Blank Mall, where I was yelled at because I didn't have a mask on. So at first, when I start reading this, I think you're about to go on some crazy anti-mask rant, which is not like you.
No.
So my asshole was clenched. I got one out of my purse, put it on. No problem. Everyone in this bakery soup and sandwich place was so freaking rude. I love that you broke down. It was a soup, sandwich, and bakery. You couldn't just say the restaurant.
Right.
Everyone in this bakery soup and sandwich place was so freaking rude to everybody that walked in. I ordered a panini, which the lady making it only had a bandana for a mask on. She yelled at the poor lady that took a sip of a drink while she was waiting for her order, that she was not allowed to sip her drink inside. I paid for my panini, thinking it was going to take a few minutes to make it. This employee left it on so long on the press, so my sandwich came out like a bark cracker.
It did, Heather.
I'm not done. Okay, hold on.
It came out like a burnt cracker, Heather.
Oh, okay.
And I should have just walked out, but I had already paid $12 for the damn
thing. I'm getting there. I will never patronize this place again. COVID or no COVID, people don't have to be so rude. Everyone in this establishment didn't give a flying flip about the customer. Also, for a cheese and tomato sandwich, $12, give me a friggin' break. I should have walked out. Now, Mom, you keep rubbing your hands on the table. Put your hands in your lap. There you go. Good girl. This is what I love about you. You went on this rant on Instagram. Our close friends that were able to see this through Instagram stories screenshot it and immediately sent it to me. But what I love about you is you're so OG, so real mafioso. You wouldn't dare say the name of the place you went. You're like, I'm going to bitch about it, but if you think that I'm going to ruin their business, I'm not. And that's why you're a gangster.
No, I don't want to ruin their business, but I just want to make people aware not to be rude to one another.
But Mom, do you think that the owners of this restaurant are following your Instagram? That's the other thing. Because sometimes you like to bitch about shit, but because you're not going to throw them under the bus, or tag them in the Instagram, no good change is going to come out of it. You just like to bitch about them being rude.
All right, so what I should have done is call the owner and say, you know what? They could have been a little nicer.
And my panini was a bar cracker.
Yeah, it was. And I was watching her. And you know I'm a chef, so I know how to make a damn friggin' panini. Two slices of tomato, one slice of cheese, and some flattened arugula. $12. Give me a break.
How much do you think the sandwich should have cost?
The most, $6. I'm sorry. And then you want a tip on top of it?
Get out of here.
Yeah, no.
But I like that. I liked that that's such a Boston Robin thing where you're like, I'm not going to tell you where it was, but I'll tell you what, they're friggin' rude.
Yeah, they were rude. I felt bad for the poor old lady that was standing there trying to sip her drink. I mean, and they could have come down with a hammer on her. The poor woman was nervous wreck.
Why didn't you walk out? Why didn't you tell them to go?
I already paid for the sandwich, Heather. You know me. I don't like to lose money.
You don't?
No.
You don't like to lose
money.
And
I was hungry. But
my favorite part about this is that you were very upset that the tomato and cheese sandwich with the arugula that was burnt like a cracker because she left it on the panini press too long was $12.
Right.
Give me a friggin' break.
That was expensive. That's New York prices. I'm sorry.
Mom.
No tomato cost $12, Heather. I'm sorry.
Mom, sandwiches across the board. I don't think that we're in a place now in America where like sandwiches are less expensive somewhere else. I think across the board, a panini is $12.
I don't think it is.
I think it is too. I for sure think it is.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Also, Mom, we live in Atlanta. It's not like we live in bumblefuck nowhere and you're at a Piggly Wiggly. You were at a gourmet bakery.
It wasn't that gourmet, trust me.
It wasn't a Panera Bread. It was right. It was a high-end Atlanta spot.
Yeah, it definitely was not Panera Bread. So I'm giving Panera Bread a shout out. They do good, Heather. They do a good job. This place.
Wait.
It wasn't Panera. No, it wasn't Panera.
I know it wasn't Panera.
Right.
It was a nice local spot.
Right.
Okay, then what do you think is a proper time to leave a panini on a press?
Not 5 minutes like she had it. Two and a half, maybe.
Max.
And it was probably on there a good 7 minutes because I was watching everybody. And I'm watching my sandwich shrink. And I said, you know what? She's burning this friggin' thing after she yelled at everybody. So I wanted to jump behind the counter and say, push over, bitch. I'm a chef. I can whip up this stuff. And the guy that was making the salads, he was totally not into his job. I don't know. Can't we all be nice to each
Mom,
other?
Mom, stop. Stop saying that. Stop saying, can't, first of all, that hard A came in on your Boston accent. Can't we all be nice to each other? What is it with people from Boston where all of a sudden you have a hot A, but then you have like a real soft A that makes you British? Can't we all? Can't we, darling? That like you always, can't we? Won't we? Can't we?
Oh, give me a break, Heather.
Mom, I just love that that is your thing. Can't we all be nice to each other?
Can't we all be nice to each other?
No, Mom, everyone's an asshole.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this fucking podcast. Everyone's an asshole. So then we have to break down why everyone's an asshole.
Right. I think they need more candy.
What do you, really, Mom?
Sweeten up.
That's it?
I don't, Heather,
Mom,
I don't
know.
You
sound like an old lady who's at a retirement community. Let me give you a butterscotch and then maybe you won't be such
an
a roaring cunt.
Yeah.
Mom,
exactly.
Come on.
I don't know, Heather. I don't get it.
I just think it was very OG gangster. Do you know what OG, original gangster? I've told this. It was very gangster of you to be like, I'm going to bitch about it, but I'm not going to tell you where I was because I'm not going to fuck with their business.
I think that was very nice of me.
If you wanted to be a real Karen, you would have been like, tagged the place. Let's just say I'm making up a name. Emilio's. Making up a name. Not the name of the place. Emilio's Bakery. You could have been like, Emilio's Bakery charged me $12 for a panini that was a burnt cracker. They were rude. That's what most people would have done. But because you're still OG Boston Robin, you slide in underneath and kind of like allude to where it is and what it is.
I still made my point, Heather.
You did. I know
right,
you did.
So I made my point. Let's move on to something else. I have more to say.
Oh, dear women everywhere, let's start a fashion revolution. Old Navy is changing the shopping game with body quality. Body quality means size equality, price equality, and style for women everywhere. That's right. Old Navy is making every one of its styles and every size with no difference in price because we deserve it and our sisters, moms, and friends do too. Old Navy's body quality started with you, the customer. Old Navy read thousands of product reviews, conducted thousands of interviews, even went on shopping trips with real customers to hear what you had to say. And they really listened. Listen, if you're tired of ordering multiple sizes online to try at home because the store didn't carry your size, they will now have every single size from 00 to 28 and extra small to 4X carried in every single store and ready to hit the fitting rooms with you. If you've ever seen something that you love and it was just straight up rude that it wasn't made in your size, Old Navy also heard you. Every one of women's styles is now made in the full size range. So before, if you could maybe only get a top because it was, you know, size 4 to 8 or whatever, now they're making it in every size. Also, what I love is you go into the stores and they have the mannequins that look like you. They have an assortment, a range of mannequins. So you can see what the rock star dreams look like on a size 2 or hey, on a size 12. That's nice. I'm a visual person. I need to see it. I need to feel it. Body quality means that now in every store, you'll see mannequins in multiple sizes. And online, you can see styles you love on models in sizes 4, 12, and 18. It means a consistent, comfortable size fit for every size, 00 through 30, extra small through 4X. Listen, that's body quality, a revolutionized shopping experience for women everywhere. See oldnavy.com/body quality for additional details, styles, subject to availability. Old Navy doing it right, body quality for everybody. Okay, what do you have more to say? Don't say, Mom, but please don't come on here and be like, you know what? We all need to be nice to each other. We've already established that.
Heather, and everyone's an asshole. You know what I've decided? I talk to a lot of people. And all these girls...
Where did you talk to these people?
About town. All these girls are saying that online dating sucks.
We know this, Mom. Every time you get on the podcast, you say this. She showed me some man on one of these apps, and she said, I'm trying to hook him up with my friends. It is not your job to go on these dating websites and talk to these men for your friends. This is what you do, Mom. It's called... It's a projection. You want to talk to them, but you're too afraid to open up. So you push them onto your friends. They're all losers.
Heather, they're not losers. They're just not for me.
Right. But you also don't need to be talking to these men, giving them your personal information.
I don't give them my personal information.
But why do you need a fixer-upper for one of your friends either? You don't.
Maybe.
Mom, I love you, but you'd show up with some charity case. Nobody has fucking time for that.
Right, that's true.
We all went through COVID. Right. We've all survived.
Right, that's true.
And you would think it would make us a softer society, but it has made me cold and have a cold, dark heart.
You don't have a cold, dark heart. You're a pain in the ass sometimes.
I am a pain in the ass, but I'm very kind and loving. Yes, so that's just like one of the things that's like really great about me. Mm-hmm.
But I tell the girls, the ones that I meet who bitch about the guys, I say the first thing you ask him, can you change a flat tire? If the guy says, no, next.
What else is on the list of let's go through your pros and cons list of men. I'm going to write them down. You're absolutely non-negotiable. Yeah,
the absolute yes is, do they like their mother? Because if they're good to their mother, listen to me, if they're good to their mother, they'll be good to you.
Okay.
Sort of. I might have to take that one back.
Yeah, okay. Okay, continue. So tire and mother. Maybe let's just say family in general. Like if they're good, but here's the thing. Mom, you have a little bit of a fucked up family. Everybody's got a little bit of a fucked up family.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's, I hear you. Like obviously if they're like horrible to their family, then they're a psychopath. But family, I feel like family dynamics, there's a lot of repressed trauma that people, it's now come to the surface.
Well, I don't know about the young guys, but the old guys, dating an old guy at my age is like shopping at a thrift store.
Elaborate.
Well, you got to fish through a bunch of stuff. Some of the clothes have holes in them. Really? Some of the things have been stretched out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like their buttholes.
Yeah. So it's like, really? Oh, I got to deal with you and all your drama.
That joke whizzed right past you.
I know.
You didn't even... This is the problem.
What do you mean butthole? what are we doing with their butthole? Oh, Heather, tell me you're not into that.
No, this is the whole thing, is that I throw out these zingers, and Robin is so not fazed by me and my comedy anymore that you didn't even flinch. You're like, oh, she just said butthole. Next. All right. So they have to have a... good family relationship.
Yes, good family relationship.
Be able to change a tire.
They have to be a man's man. If he's a pussy man, you don't want him. Okay, Heather,
Mom, you have to stop. You have to quit saying that. That's an old school saying. Oh. You have to quit saying, if he's a pussy man. You could just say you want a an alpha male.
Yes.
I think that's what you're trying to say.
Yes, I want an alpha male. For me, I want an alpha male.
Because we used to say the phrase, quit being a pussy, right?
Exactly.
But pussies are stronger than balls. So why don't you say quit being a ball sack? Because to me, that's
Ooh,
weak.
I like that, Heather. That's much better. Quit being a ball sack.
Yeah, yeah. Because to me, vaginas, birth babies.
Oh, hell. If a guy had to have a baby, there'd be no kids. There'd be no kids. Men are such ball sacks when it comes to being sick. That's going to be my new phrase. Yeah. You're a ball sack. You're a ding-dong ball sack.
You're a ding-dong ball sack, and I have no time for you.
Yeah, no time for you.
I'm here for that. Okay, right. So you need...
And the older guys at my age, God, if another one holds up a dead fish, takes a picture of himself, leaning against a motorcycle, give me a freaking break. You probably have cataracts, and you don't even know where the hell you're going.
They're just driving their motorcycle off the side of a cliff.
Right. I met one of Dad's friends the other day for dinner.
Yeah.
7:30.
Very platonic.
Platonic. Just
totally.
Platonic.
Yeah.
And I made reservations. You know, he's just a platonic friend. 7:30. It's still a little light out. And he was driving 2 miles an hour. And it was only 5 minutes from the house. And then he proceeded to tell me he needed to get his cataracts fixed because he couldn't see anything. And I'm thinking, the next time we have a meal together, it's going to be lunch and I'll be driving.
Yeah.
So then I was at a funeral the other day and another one of Dad's, God help us.
Just a rowdy week. Okay.
Just a great week. Another one of Dad's friends was sitting next to me in the pew. He was deaf as a doornail. And I'm saying between the blind guy and the deaf guy, there's got to be one guy that has sight and hearing.
And these guys are all 10 years younger than you.
Yes.
Yes.
10 years younger than me. Holy shit.
Mom, we got to find you like some eccentric, artsy billionaire who wants to like, I don't know, do something weird.
Live life.
And like blow glass. You know, like maybe he's got like, or he's a welder and he makes sculptural art. And but then you can do your painting art and then it's just a party.
Yeah, maybe. We like friendly people.
We do. Okay. So let me just, so you want, you want a man who can change a tire.
Yes.
Somebody who has a good relationship with the family.
And if he can't change it, look, he has to be able to change a tire. If he doesn't want to, he's got to have at least AAA. Well, that's the truth. But if he stares at you like, I don't know what to do, duh. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So you want somebody who at least can take the initiative. If they physically can't get down on their knees because, say, they have a bad hip.
They right, can at least, they have knee replacements. I need a younger guy.
Okay, Mom, let me finish my
sentence. Okay.
You want somebody who at least can take the initiative to make the alpha boss move to call AAA.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I'm adding to the list AAA card.
Yeah, AAA. Okay.
All right, what else is a non-negotiable?
I hate them cheap. No cheap guys.
I put uber wealthy.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Okay.
And right. I'm not going out on a double date. I'm not going out to have dinner with you and then split the bill. Goodbye.
Goodbye. No.
No.
We don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that.
I mean, you've...
And I don't want to hear about how your last girlfriend was a money-grabbing hoe. I really don't care. I don't care. That has nothing to do with me because I'm great.
Wait a minute. Have you talked to men online and they've told you, they've set it up, my last girlfriend was a money-grabbing hoe?
Well, I saw one. I read his profile and he said no gold diggers and no drunks. He didn't want a drunk either. And
he said, well, I'm out.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and these old farts think you're going to meet a 20-year-old. She's not interested in you, sweetie.
She doesn't want to get on the back of your motorcycle and possibly go flying off a cliff.
Right, because you didn't get your cataracts fixed.
Yeah, you've needed LASIK 40 years ago, Bruce.
Right.
It's not my job
to take
my life in my hands,
right,
thinking there's a trust fund at the end of the rainbow. Guess what's at the end of the rainbow? Heaven, because you're dead.
Right, exactly.
Okay, all
right. And don't be taking pictures of yourself in the gym flexing your muscles.
Because guess what? You're 75. We know you have a calcium deficiency. We don't want to hear it.
Right.
Oh, great. You can hit the Stairmaster for 15 minutes. So can I. Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
All right, so you don't want to be cheap. No motorcycle.
Yeah, no motorcycle.
What if they have a house in Florida? How do you feel about that?
Oh, well, that's nice.
What parts of Florida are you willing and not willing to go to? Naples. You'll go to Naples.
Yeah, I'll go to Naples.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
Key West? Would you be down for a Key West moment?
Maybe.
Okay, Key West is rowdy. I feel like it's a good time. Yeah. Artsy.
Artsy fartsy.
Yeah, Hemingway was there. You know, there's culture.
Do you know in Florida they have the highest STD?
They do. At what is it called? The Sun Valley?
No, I think it's called The Villages.
The Villages. I thought that was in Hilton Head.
No, that's in Florida.
Would you be down for a man who has a house in Hilton Head?
Oh, I like Hilton Head.
We do like. Okay, so South Carolina and Florida are not off.
No.
Charleston for sure. If you've got a house on like Daniel Island or something.
Right.
Did you know that there are so many gaps in our diet, in the modern day diet, that you could be deficient in certain vitamins, minerals, and you don't even know it? Cool thing is I take Ritual Vitamins and they help me combat that. Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of omega-3s. Okay, once I started taking vitamin D, it literally put a pep in my step. And it's good because it helps you keep that immunity boosted. Listen, Ritual's essentials for women 18 and up. Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill the nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in gold standard, university-led clinical trials to prove the impact of essential for women 18 and up multivitamin. The results, essential for women 18 and up, was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. That's huge. That's incredible. Here's the deal. I love Ritual Vitamins. They make it so easy. It's shipped directly to your door. I take it and I just don't even have to think twice about it. And I feel like that is so much of our life these days, especially with nutrients and really packing a punch into our everyday is A, it takes a lot of time to do research, and B, it takes a lot of time to think about this stuff. So why not make it easy and have Ritual do the work for you? Here's the deal. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/absolutely and turn healthy habits into a ritual. Again, that's 10% off at Ritual, RITUAL.com/absolutely.
And look, if you're 70 or 60, I'm talking to a friend right now who has a boyfriend who's 61, 62.
Okay.
And I said, let's call her Susie Q. I said, Susie Q, how long do you think this dude's going to live? I hate to say this. He doesn't have 50 years ahead of him. You know, he doesn't want a commitment. Are you nuts? You know, why don't you enjoy your life? Really?
Wait, okay. You think he's going to die soon? And he told her that he doesn't want to commit to her.
He doesn't want to commit.
And you're saying, dude, you may have 6 to 8. I don't know why a commitment is such a struggle for you.
Right. I mean, what do you think you're going to do at your age?
Mom, they don't want to commit when they're 20. They don't want to commit when they're 200.
Yeah.
Men are men. They're the worst.
Yeah, they think they're going to attack all the cows. No, a bull stands up in the corner and he looks down. And he said, I'm going to get all those cows. That's when he's 20. But when you're 60.
Wait, are we the cows?
Yes, we're the cows.
And the men are the bulls.
The men are the bulls because they want to.
What is this analogy? Why did you go into like farm analogy?
I don't know, but that's what men think. They want to be with all the women. They don't want to miss
anything.
And that's
why HPV is rampant throughout the world.
Yes, gross.
Because men transfer.
Oh, God, I got to think about that now.
Mom, you got to get, everyone has to be swabbed. Before you
put hell yeah.
Before you put an old penis near you, it's got to be swabbed.
Yeah, really.
You're going to go, listen, I need to see your AAA card and your STD card.
Right.
Okay? And your vaccine.
And your bank account. Right.
So really.
And do you have good credit?
So you need a full report. And I love that people are like, oh, you know, with the vaccine, it's like the mark of the beast or whatever.
Oh, it is like hell.
Robin's been tracking you. She wants to see all of your credentials.
Right. I want to make sure you're clean.
You're basically like the CIA.
I mean,
Mom, you keep rubbing up against them.
Heather, when I was young, I was probably in my 20s. I'll never forget this. This is going back a long, long time ago.
We won't forget it either.
All right. This guy wanted to take me on a date.
Okay.
And guess where he wanted to take me?
Where?
To a hot tub. he wanted to take, and I said to him, you want to take me to a hot tub?
Just a rogue hot tub.
And it's not a personal hot tub. It's just a public hot tub. I don't think so. Said, who do you think I am? I'm not going to some public hot tub. God knows what the hell's in it. What's swimming around in that hot tub?
Wait. He wanted to take you just to a public hot tub.
Also, as a date. He thought he was cool.
Also, this is very 80s of a date to just go to a hot tub because they were new. They were exciting.
Yeah. This was in the late 60s.
He was innovative. I feel like were hot tubs a thing in the 60s?
Yeah. See, maybe it was the early 70s. Maybe it was in the 70s. But I looked at him like, are you nuts?
Did you go on the date with him?
Not in a hot tub. No.
Where'd you go?
I made him take me to dinner.
And how was that?
He was boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was boring.
Well, maybe that's the thing. He thought if he took you to a hot tub, you know, the bubbles are exciting. It could zhuzh up his bland personality.
Yeah, but girls, remember, if you go into a hot tub, you have mascara on. The next thing you know, your mascara is melting and you look like Alice Cooper.
And we're not trying to do that.
No.
Okay, so no hot tubs.
No hot tubs.
And what if the guy, you find a man who has a house in Florida and the house in Florida has a hot tub? If it's a private hot tub, it's okay.
Yeah, he can go in it. I'll watch him. I don't want to go in your hot tub.
I've never been into hot tubs.
I mean,
can I be honest with you? I don't understand it. They're always too fucking hot.
Right.
They're not that comfortable.
And I just think there's all kinds of stuff swimming around.
I agree. Yeah. And they're never hot enough to kill the bacteria.
Yes.
And then you can't get into a hot tub. Like if you're on your period, they're like, it's not good to get in a hot tub. If you're pregnant, you can't get into a hot tub.
Right.
If you have high blood pressure, you can't get into a hot tub. So send me the list of the people who can get in hot tubs. Because as far as I'm concerned, I can't get in.
Right.
And then it makes me feel like I'm less than.
Right.
I like a saltwater pool. Personally, that's just me.
Yes, I do too.
Okay. I'm going to add that to the list. Saltwater pool.
No chlorine because it'll turn my hair green.
Exactly. If you're still fucking with chlorine,
yeah.
Honestly, it's 2021.
Right.
Get on our level.
Right.
So no chlorines, only saltwater pool.
Right.
Okay. How about dental work? What do you think about that?
It's nice if they have all their teeth.
But do you want like veneers only or just sharp, good teeth?
Nice teeth. Okay. I don't care if they have veneers.
Okay.
I just don't want them to come out.
Right, exactly. Okay, so you would like permanent.
Permanent teeth. Oh, my God.
Okay. All right. Penis size.
Heather, I don't know.
You don't have to blush.
Yeah, I'm not blushing.
At my age,
if they're older, it usually is shrunk. So
wait, penises can shrink?
Yeah, they do.
What do you mean?
That's what I heard. Aunt Fanny's a nurse. She deals with old people, and she said they shrink.
They go inward like an innie belly button?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
So
shrinky penis.
We want it before it's gotten too small.
Right.
All right. Okay. So medium penis.
Right.
Unshrunk.
They have to be a nice person. Cheap is really what will get me crazy. I do not like cheap. One guy, and what's with all these guys on, you know, Bumble and Match that say they're in their 60s. Their favorite thing to do is go hiking.
They don't
hike.
You know,
hike. And camping. I texted back one guy. I said, honey, the only place I'm going hiking is at the mall with your credit card.
Amen, sister. And I will be winded from going from store to store because the bags get heavy. High five.
Yes.
Good girl.
Yes.
Okay. I love, though, that you said, you know, I really want them to be a nice person. And then in 0.1 second, you turn and you go, but they can't be cheap. I agree.
Yeah. No
right,
cheapies.
So I'm going to go over your list real quick.
All right.
They have to change a tire.
Yeah.
You need an alpha man. No motorcycles.
No.
Decent relationship with their family. Can't be cheap. Saltwater pool. Veneers are just permanent teeth.
Right.
An unshrunk penis.
Right.
No chlorine in their pool. And if they have a hot tub, you're not getting in. And if that's a deal breaker for them, they can go kick rocks. See you later. Next. So coming back to your burnt cracker sandwich, Mom, where do you feel in your life? Like, I feel like you've had a little bit of anxious energy recently. Like you're itching to get out. Is it just what? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get you out. Mom, we're going to get you out. I love you, but you have to realize I'm the one who has to take you out, and I'm working right now. No, I don't want you going out by yourself, Mom. I don't want you driving past 6 p.m. because as much as I love you and you don't want to get on the back of a motorcycle with some guy named, you know, Charleston or Chesler. I don't know. You know what I'm saying. I don't want you driving your big ass Mercedes and hitting a deer. I just don't want it. This next sponsor of the podcast is a no-brainer, ladies. Get on it. And it's modernfertility.com. What are you talking about, Heather? Modern Fertility is an incredible way to check your fertility hormones in the comfort of your own home at a fraction of the price of what it costs to do it in a doctor's office. That's right. This is why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy, affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely, you can get $20 off your test. Also, if you have an HSA or FSA, you can put those dollars towards Modern Fertility. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, how many eggs you have, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility expert. We're here for that. Fertility nurse that can review your results and options for next steps. If you want kids today, maybe tomorrow, or maybe not at all, just find out what your body is doing. I'm telling you, ladies, we need to take our health into our own hands and be proactive about our future. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. That means your test will cost $139 instead of several hundred or even $1,000 plus it could cost in a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/absolutely. Again, that's modernfertility.com/absolutely.
You know, they can put whistles on cars for deers.
What?
Yeah, because a friend of mine drives to the country all the time and her friend got her some whistles to put on her car so they would scare the deer away.
Do you mean like a jingle bell?
I don't know. I'm not again, from the country. Honey, I'm a city girl. I'm a beach girl, country club girl.
Wait, wait.
I'm not a country girl.
Wait.
You're a beach girl,
yes.
A city girl, and a country club girl.
Yes, I am.
But not a country girl.
No, I don't camp. I don't poop in a, I'm sorry, in an outhouse. That's not for, I don't eat possum. I'm sorry.
Mom, now
some
you're
some people
just,
do eat
mom,
that.
Mom, we are friends with some very Southern folk.
I love my Southern
they
folk.
They don't eat possum. Now you're just generalizing.
Well, that's what a friend of mine told me that they do. She was like, but she's teasing me. That's like when I was first married to Dad. Mimi and Papa told me if I knew how to cook bush hog.
What's bush hog?
It's like, you know, the grass they roll up. I didn't know what it was. So I went to the, I was trying to get on their good graces. So I go to the farmer's market asking if they had bush hog.
Are you kidding me?
No, as serious as a heart attack. And they were making fun of me. They were really mean.
Here's the thing. You and I do it. We try and win people over until we can't. And then we say, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
And that's where we're both at emotionally right now.
Yeah.
So you know what? I do what I can. And at some point, I got to go, you know what? You're not
going
to be nice
problem.
To me. It's your problem.
Exactly.
Because the only person missing out on this relationship is you.
That's right.
Because guess what? I sleep well at night. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, I do too.
Okay. So no bush hog. Okay.
No bush hog.
Okay. I'm adding that on. No bush hog. I didn't know that was a thing. Grass?
It's like a bale of hay, I guess. I don't
know. So they were fucking with you.
Yeah, they were messing with me.
If you were going to say, ask your grandparents, I can't. They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
And Mimi was mean to me.
She was mean to me too.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Insecure women do things to other, to secure women. And that's the problem is, mom, is we're very grounded. Me and women are grounded.
Yep.
Mimi was insecure. What can you do? You know, you feel bad for me. At the end of the day, you go, I'm embarrassed for your behavior. Okay. So no bush hog, veneer, or just permanent teeth. Okay.
And I don't care if they're a little bit bald.
Oh, okay.
They
this
can
is
be
good
bald.
To know.
They can wear a hat.
Like one loose swirl on the top of the head.
Yeah. Just don't do a comb over. God, I hate that.
So no fake hair.
No fake hair.
I'd rather you go full Pitbull than...
Right.
Okay.
Do you think we could ever meet Pitbull? I think he's a sweetheart.
I am working on it.
Yeah, I'd like to meet him. If anybody knows him, tell him I'd like to meet him.
Mr. Worldwide. Dolly.
Yes, because I heard him talk the other day and he's spot on.
Yeah, he seems like a very motivational, very kind guy. I have also heard that he is wonderful to everybody on his staff.
Yes.
Like anybody who works for him is really great.
Yeah.
I tried to meet him after the Denver show, but it didn't work out. So, you know what?
Heather, my goal is to meet him. I think he's adorable. Is he married?
He is. He is definitely not on the market.
Oh, I don't care about that. He's
you just want to meet him as a buddy.
I just want to meet him as a friend because I like who he is as a person.
So I'm adding to the list. You would like a older gentleman who also has a connection to Pitbull.
Oh, yeah.
So this is mom leading me towards Miami, which is a very full circle situation because that's where you met dad.
Yes.
And I don't know if going back to Miami would be triggering for you
no.
or if you think you could have like the happy memories and then be able to also enjoy new memories with somebody else. What do you think?
I don't know, Heather.
You've been very hesitant. Every time I bring up Miami, you're a little hesitant about it.
No, I liked Miami. I didn't want to bring kids up in Miami, but
right.
I liked Miami. No, I think you get the love of your life,
mm-hmm.
and then it's whatever God has in store. I know God's got a sense of humor.
He does.
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Because.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah. Because I remember when I was single, I remember saying, Lord, you find me someone because I'm finding all these ding-dongs. But I should have been a little more specific with okay. your father and say, find me someone who likes to, you know, be neat. Dad wasn't neat.
Yeah, he was a slob kebab.
No, he wasn't that much.
He was messy.
He was messy.
But you know, creative people are messy.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm a little bit messy. I'm very clean,
yes.
but I'm messy.
Yeah, he was clean, but he was messy.
Ashley's messy too. Also, mom, I got to be honest with you. You're like OCD when it comes to like everything's labeled and you like everything a certain way, but
right.
you're also, your art studio can be a shit show sometimes.
Right. Right now it is. Oh, please. I've got to go back in there and decide what I'm going to do with this painting.
Okay. Also, you can get Robin's art at theredcontemporary.com. We're very excited. She's going to be doing an art show here in Atlanta before the holidays. And we will also hopefully be doing some prints.
Yes.
Now, the biggest feedback I get from folks is they're like, hey, I'd love to buy this, but it's like a real piece of art. This is expensive. At no point should Robin cheapen her brand. She
no,
is a
I'm
true
not.
Artist. Says it's in a fucking hobby. So it annoys me when people go, oh, your mom's owner and she does art. First of all, bitch, get on my level. She's been doing art since the dawn of time. She's
That's
classically
right.
trained.
Yes.
She's a brilliant. Just because she's older doesn't mean it's a fucking hobby. And she's like retired and doing art.
Okay. No, and I'm not painting you a bowl of fruit.
We don't fuck with bowls of fruit.
No.
Okay? If you can't see the abstract, if you don't see the art within the art,
that's
then
right.
guess what? Maybe you need to expand your horizon and get cultured.
That's right. And that's exactly what I want to teach people.
I just got really pissed.
Don't get pissed, Heather.
It's just for so long as artists, you have to work to legitimize yourself.
I know.
And then when people want to cheapen your shit because they don't understand the art,
right.
I can't.
Right.
You know, most art is, anyways, what I'm saying is we will try and make some pieces that are a little bit more affordable.
More affordable for, you know. Yeah. But I mean, a true person, look, I'm 73 years old, for God's sakes. Hopefully I've got 30 more years hanging here.
But you should buy the art because.
Well, I'm still alive because then it'll be worth more.
Yeah, it is true. It's also an investment. If you buy a Robin McMahon piece of art right now.
Right.
You know, if she goes off a cliff with some guy on a motorcycle in the next 2 years,
yeah, right.
that shit's going to double in price.
Right.
So what we're trying to say is it's an investment.
That's right.
It's an investment piece.
Right.
Robin, I love having you on the podcast. You never come in and just sit. You never give me 10 minutes of your time because you're ADD running around farting around town.
I know.
Do you have any other just life hacks, advice for anybody? Because every time we get on here, we talk about dating. And what's frustrating for me is we have not been able to send you out on a date yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I won't approve of half these guys. And I love you and I love my listeners. And I keep saying, send me your rich uncle. But the guys you guys send me are fixer-uppers. We're not looking for a fixer-upper. I don't know how to tell you this. She's not, you're not, it's not like, you had a great marriage.
Yes,
you're looking
I did.
For somebody that you can travel and grow with and enjoy those golden years.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So don't send us, you know.
The advice I want to give everyone is when you wake up in the morning, be grateful.
Amen.
I mean, just be grateful because you might not be able to change your situation, but you can change the way you think about it.
Amen.
So it's not worth being negative. Just be pissed for 5 minutes and move on.
And you know what? You may not be able to get into a hot tub because you have high blood pressure.
Could be.
Or blood clots, you know?
God.
But you could sit and put your feet in. You know what? And that's what it's about, mom. That's what we really need to bring. We have a lot of con lists, but let's look at the positive. Because even if you were to end up at a house, maybe Fort Lauderdale, and you can't get in the hot tub, you can put your feet in. And that's 90%
of it. You tickle your toes.
You tickle your toes. And that's what life is about. Tickling
that's right.
your toes in the hot tub of life.
That's
because
right.
Because you know what? Sometimes you just need to rip the Band-Aid and just take off those compression socks and let your toes soak. Because you may learn something when your toes soak. You know?
Yeah.
You may learn hot tubs aren't as scary as you thought they were.
That's right.
And that's
90%
of it.
And it probably feels good.
And it probably feels good.
Right. Remember when we were in Mexico and we went to that place where you put your feet in and they had all those fish eating the dead skin? Oh my God.
And that also is a metaphor for life. Sometimes you have to go to a foreign country, stick your feet in a random vat of random fish tank and let them nibble at your calluses. And you know what that teaches us? Fish. That traveling's good. And that you got to live, laugh, love sometimes.
That's right. And all right, I'm going back to my studio. Girls and guys, I just wanted to say I love you. Mm-hmm. And thank you for being who you are. Mm-hmm. Enjoy life.
Enjoy life. And that's
okay, Heather, I'm going in my studio. Don't talk about me.
I won't.
Okay.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
I love you.
You got to go, Mom.
I do.
Okay. Okay. She just gave me my hat back. Thank you. Shut the door, please. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our podcast. That's my mother. I have nothing else to say to that. I was going to get into what happened in Denver, but honestly, that's all you need. That's all you need right there. You know, I feel very grateful that I'm able to do what I love, but I'm also very grateful that when I come back off the road, I'm able to come to my home to this cute little nugget of a woman who just is so funny and so joyful and so ridiculous. And yeah, she bitches and complains, but you know, it comes from just the funniest, kindest, most. She, like, Robin could never get mad at anything. She yells at me for 30 seconds. She's like, whatever, you're cute. Come give me a hug. And that's kind of how I live my life, you know? It's like life's too fucking short. We say a lot of absolutely nots, but a lot of absolutely yeses is just keep moving forward. You know, I know a lot of people are going into like a fall funk. Things are getting weird. I've had a lot of my dear friends who are in a weird spot, and I was kind of in a weird spot. Just, there's a lot of pressure. I'll share one last thing with you before we go. So we finished our script, my script for my show, and it's been like 5 years in the making. We've been solidly working on the pilot for the last like year and a half, and I sent it in, and I feel like in my business, a lot of it is like I create the things and then I'm in the driver's seat, right? And so I'm in a weird spot right now where I've written it, I've sent it in, and it's up to other people to make decisions. And it's a very weird space because as a creative, as a comedian, you know, I'm always making my own shit. And so to have the decisions about something that's very personal to my life, and also just to have somebody else say yes or no, even in a business where you always hear yes or no, but I think kind of in comedy, you pave your own way. You just kind of steamroll and keep going. It's been interesting. So I've been stressed out about it. So I ask that you say prayers and that you put good feelers out, that the show gets picked up and we're cooking with gas. And I got a damn, all my dreams can come true. I'm manifesting it. It is picked up. It has been picked up. But I'm just letting y'all know, because behind the scenes, I've been telling y'all, I've been working on some stuff and I've got scripts out there and all this shit, but it's been blood, sweat, or tears. And it's something that I'm just so passionate about. And it's fucking great. And it's so funny. But I've always been transparent with y'all. Like, y'all know from the beginning how I got started in this business, what's been going on, what that grind looks like. And these are just parts of it. You know, these are parts of it. And I just ask for good thoughts, good prayers. You know, send me that good juju, because I want to be able to share my story is in a scripted way on a network so I can get an Emmy. You know what I mean? Told you earlier, I need more plaques and accolades, you know? And also go to heatherontour.com to get tickets. Y'all, Indy and Denver were so amazing. I just feel so blessed to do what I get to do. This week, I'm coming to Philly. Then I'm going to Charlotte. Is like 100% completely sold out. I think we have a few tickets left in Philly. Get your tickets to heatherontour.com. I'm coming to a city near you, Columbus, Ohio. We opened up more seats. We've got plenty of seats in Columbus. We just opened up, I believe, the other balcony. Get your tickets to Columbus, Ohio. Cannot wait to see you guys. You know, there's some cities are sold out. In some cities, we have some tickets. So please come enjoy the show. Let's get back to giggling. Let's get back out there and do the most and the least at the same damn time. So that's what I'm here for. And just send me good juju. And thank you for letting my family be a part of the podcast. Thanks for letting Robin hop on. Y'all, she's been talking about it for weeks. But she'll be like, Heather, I want to come on your podcast. But then like, we'll never sit down. So I literally got her on her way to the bathroom. And she was able to clench her bladder for about 42 minutes. And that's what I'm here for. But as always, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for being supportive of the things that I'm doing in my career. And you know, I'm supportive of you. And I'm just so grateful. So, so incredibly grateful for having y'all along this wild journey of life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'll see you on the next episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. As always, you can call into the hotline, 800-213-7503. I love you. Arrivederci, chavelas.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.